Hey, Richie McCormack here from OTB's Rugby Daily. We'll keep you up to date throughout this year's Six Nations. So subscribe to Off The Ball Rugby and you can listen to Rugby Daily for free wherever you get your podcasts.
The Six Nations. Join in the obsession. Rugby Daily on Off The Ball with Dove Men Plus Care. Upgrade to Dove Men 72-hour advanced deodorant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack, and on the way, Henderson and Jaeger in contention for Twickenham Test. Ross Maloney looks set for a move to the English Premiership, and a young Connacht centre signs a new deal. First up today, the injury news from the Ireland camp appears to be positive ahead of Saturday's crucial Six Nations game away to England. Ian Henderson and Ollie Jaeger apparently trained today, despite the former being released back to Ulster last week with a dislocated toe and the latter nursing a knock to the knee. Scrum coach John Fogarty says Hugo Keenan and Gary Ringrose are also in contention for that trip to Twickenham. Keenan missed the win over Wales after picking up a knee injury in the win over Italy, while Ringrose is yet to appear in this year's Six Nations due to a shoulder problem. Fogarty described today's session while highlighting that tomorrow will perhaps be more instructive towards Andy Farrell's eventual selection.
Well, it's full speed, if that makes sense. There's no huge contact in it. It's kind of a coaching day. Monday is I guess forming a plan. Tuesday we put it on the field, and we'll see the timings of our launch plays and how our defence works. And tomorrow we'll test that full contact. We want to get as live as possible tomorrow, so we're ready for what's going to be a huge test in Twickenham.
Fogarty also gave his assessment today of England.
Look, they're a week further down the line with their coaching group now. They'll be a week further understanding what it is they're really about. And you can see the power game. You can see the energy within the group. I'm sure that they'll feel they haven't represented themselves to the best of their abilities just yet. What an occasion to click and show it. And the coaches, it's a good coaching group. They're clear on what they need to do, and there's a lot of power in their side. So, you know, we're very conscious of the mentality we need to have to make sure that we're able to perform with that pressure. So,
Ireland's scrum misfired on their last visit to Twickenham in 2022, and Fogarty has highlighted the importance of that game in a lot of what they've done since.
I guess it was a huge disappointment. We want to deliver for the team. Our scrum wants to deliver for the team. Moments and momentum is huge in Twickenham, and the energy, again, I've spoken about the energy that can be generated because of set piece, and scrum and maul will be big on their minds. So it was a big moment for us as a group. It was frustrating. England, when they get forward in the scrum, if they get any momentum forward at all, they'll want to finish the scrum quite quickly. They'll either walk around it or drop it on the floor, and it forces a decision from a referee. And I think the referee got a few things wrong that day. Since then, we've built a pretty good scrum. Again, there's been disappointments, but through this campaign, we've learned along the way, and we're in a probably good spot now. There's been a few penalties against Italy, a good few penalties against Wales. I think we're launching 94%, which is top of the pile in terms of launching our own ball. We've conceded one penalty on our own ball. So, look, we're in a good place, but the wrong mentality, you know, get ahead of yourself, and you let them in. And we don't want to give any team momentum. We don't want to give any momentum to England at the weekend. It's going to be a huge part of the game. We're preparing for a massive battle. And Nika, the referee, he's got a job in his hands because it's a huge occasion for both teams to go and do something meaningful. So it's a big part of the game that we're preparing for.
Rugby Daily on Off The Ball with Dove Men Plus Care. Upgrades to Dove Men Advanced Deodorant and Body Wash. Let the confidence last. Orji Snyman's impending arrival at Leinster looks like pushing Ross Maloney out the door. The 29-year-old lock has been linked with a 3-year deal at Bath. Johan van Graan's side had been in the market for Snyman, but have now turned their attentions to Maloney. He slipped down the pecking order at Leinster following the emergence of Joe McCarthy, starting in just 5 of his 10 appearances so far this season. Meanwhile, Connacht centre Cathal Ford has signed a new 2-year contract with the province. The 22-year-old has already made 23 appearances for the Western side. Back to the Six Nations. Champions, Italy have been forced into a squad alteration before Saturday's visit of Scotland to Rome. Marco Manfredi's poor luck with injury continues and he's been forced to withdraw due to a calf problem. The Zebre hooker is yet to play in this year's Six Nations and Manfredi is replaced by clubmate Luca Bigi. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday, free of charge. My name is Richie McCormack and I'll have more Rugby Daily for you with thanks to Dove Men Plus Care tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.